With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says the decision of the Colorado Supreme Court to ban him from the state's 2024 presidential ballot is a completely flawed decision. The Colorado Supreme Court claims the former president violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban on January 6, 2021, despite the fact that Congress ruled he did not, and despite the fact that the ban does not apply to a president of the United States. President Trump says he will file an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Colorado ruling comes as Biden's approval numbers continue to tank, and former President Trump continues to rise in the polls, especially with Hispanic voters. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships in the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the new force being put together by the U.S. and other nations to protect ships will give the Red Sea a different look.
There's going to be a whole lot of hardware in the Red Sea now, naval hardware, not just from the United States, but other ships from other nations, to counter these threats. So let's see where it goes. I mean, it's up and running now. We hope it gets stronger and we're able to add additional countries and additional capabilities to it.
The United Nations Security Council is delaying a vote regarding a ceasefire in Gaza. Tuesday, the council met to vote on a resolution that called for an immediate ceasefire. But after intense negotiations, the vote was postponed, and it's now expected to take place on Wednesday. Utility crews are working to restore power to hundreds of thousands of customers in Maine following a powerful storm that hit the northeast U.S. At least five people were killed. Many communities were saturated by rainfall. One town rescued 17 people. This is SRN News. There's a new study of religion around the world.
Faith is clearly on the wane here in the United States, but a Pew Research Center poll indicates that things are a lot worse everywhere else. Amongst the world's wealthiest nations, America has the highest percentage of people who say religion is important in their life, 41%. Compare that to the United Kingdom, where only 21% of residents say faith has value in their daily life. In South Korea, it's 17%, 15% in Australia, 5% in Sweden. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, does reading the Bible make people more generous? Latest research suggests it does. According to the 2023 State of the Bible report from the American Bible Society, Christians who regularly read and follow the Bible's teachings are significantly more generous than the average American. About 95% of practicing Christians give to charity, compared to 68% of non-practicing Christians. This is SRN News. California is about to become the second state to recycle toilet water into drinking water, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
California regulators plan to vote today on new rules to let water agencies recycle wastewater and put it right back into pipes. Lakeisha Bryant of the Santa Clara Valley Water District says the water will go through what she calls a very expensive advanced water treatment process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
The state has struggled for decades to have a reliable source of drinking water for its more than 39 million residents. Right now, Colorado is the only state to recycle wastewater. I'm Donna Warder.
California's been using recycled wastewater for decades. It's been used to make snow for ski resorts and water crops. More details at SRNNews.com.